Just a heads up, this episode contains some explicit language. You're listening to Scratch Tape, a podcast where songwriters tell the story behind their craft. I'm Jeremy Katzenstein. Beachwood Coyotes is an alternative rock band based in Los Angeles. I interviewed the band's primary songwriter, Jason Knott, in his downtown LA apartment back in May. In this episode, Jason talks about his history of depression, why he's drawn to Connor Oberst's terrible voice, and how listening to Blink-182's crappy guitar playing made him realize that anyone could write music.
My name is Jason, and I sing and write and play in a band called Beachwood Coyotes. For me, I think a good song. I think you just kind of feel a good song like immediately. But if you're gonna break it down like step by step, I would say lyrics is number one. If I hear a good story, and not only that, if it's told cleverly and artfully, that's really a lot more points in my game. And then melody. I got to feel like the emotion, really. That's why, and we're the emo generation. I listen to Bright Eyes. And so there's a lot of terrible melodies in that music, but the lyrics are so compelling and so shocking sometimes. Can't just let you go, and though your father's name is known, your decisions now are yours alone. You're nothing but a step and stone. Waste of Paint, actually. I don't know if you've heard that one, but Waste of Paint was on the Lifted record, and it's just Connor and a guitar. Terrible, it's like one mic, terrible recording. I think he probably did it in one take. It's way whinier than Bob Dylan ever was. And the lyrics, he tells a story the entire time. It's like a seven minute song, and there's no melody really, and he's kind of just speaking these lyrics, but it's just like the story is really compelling. You know what, like for me, when he started, he had a terrible voice, and so I was drawn to it. I was like, this guy's successful and he's got a terrible voice, I can do it, you know, like that was my thing. Sick, lonely, no laurel tree, just green envy. Will my number come up eventually, like love some kind of lottery, where you scratch and see what's underneath? It's sorry, just one cherry. So our single Silence, I think that was like kind of hard to talk about at first, because it's about depression. I've had suicidal thoughts in my life many times. And the lyrics, some of them are very direct and they're almost like childlike in a way. Like they're not, you know, the reading level is probably fifth grade reading, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I liked when we went in and did that with the producer, he was like, no, you should keep it like that. Like, let people know, like, that's how you feel. That's just your emotion. The first lines in the song is staying alive. Is that fair? 'Cause I don't want to grow older. Is that really fair? Do I have to, you know? There's this whole, like, obviously stigma surrounding depression and mental illness and all of that. And it's like, it's embarrassing to like kind of grow up with that and like feel like you're not a monster, but like you're different in that way. And so that for me, I want to keep trying to do shocking lines or things that make people think, in that way, I guess. But, That song for me, I think, is like the deepest I've gone lyrically. Stay alive, is that fair? I don't wanna grow older. I'm laughing to shake this heartache. Pumps through my veins like a siphon. Well, I'm a little lost for now. Fever ticking off. For me, writing music just kind of felt like natural. Like I looked up to, you know, Billy Joel was my first concert I ever went to, and I loved that whole deal. That's what got me into like wanting to write and play music. But then when I started listening to Blink-182 when I was like 9 or 10, I was like, oh, those songs are so easy. I could play them. Like, you know, it was just like, it's like, oh, music is accessible. Like, I can do this. It's not like you don't have to be Jimmy Page to be successful. You can be kind of shitty at it too. I was 14. The first song I really put to tape and recorded, it was with my first band. It was a band called, a band called Mob Zero. So the song was called Repeat, and the chorus was, I am sorry for saying sorry again. Because I was just someone who always said sorry. I was always sorry, sorry, sorry. And I was dating this girl when I was 14, and she was like, why stop saying sorry so much? Why are you doing, you know, what, like you're not, you know, like you just, it makes you look weak or something like that was what she said, I think. And so I went home and wrote that song. And then like, I was like, oh, this is kind of catchy. This is good. And then somehow the band got into the studio and we actually put it down. Like it was a cheap demo, but you know. I am sorry for saying sorry again. Next time I'll try to be less repentant. The hardest part of writing songs is writing meaningful lyrics that you don't, like sometimes you'll go to the studio and you'll have a full song done, you'll be ready to go, you're gonna record it, but then the last thing you've done, because you just kind of like, you've got the melodies down, you've got everything's ready, but then the lyrics aren't very good, you kind of like put off doing it for a while, which I procrastinate so often with that stuff. But for me, it's like, I want to make sure the lyrics are good. I was made fun of in school for all the bands I was in and all of that. And when I was, you know, starting off, everybody is, of course, but that always got to me that I didn't write very good lyrics, I thought. So I started like reading books and all that, like growing up more. And I was like, okay, I got to educate myself better. So that's the hardest part, is like writing lyrics that not only are good, but make sense and can form a story that you can understand easily. You know, I don't want to be too vague all the time. I think it's a little pretentious sometimes, you know. I think that every lyric I ever wrote in any band before this one was terrible. Like, I think it was horrible. So let's just say that I think that every lyric I ever wrote. I think that when I started Beach with Coyotes, I was, my old band had broken up. I was depressed. I felt like, oh my God, I'd lost my chance at music. I'd been doing so well. And then it's gone in an instant. And so I felt, oh shit, I have to really, really work hard and I have to prove that I'm good enough to continue to do this. So I would say, yeah, any song, if you can Google it or find it somewhere. But any song I had written pretty much before 2014, I would say. And I've written some bad ones since then too, but they're not memorable enough, I guess. The best songwriting advice I ever received was from basically my first mentor in music, first manager. He just, less is more. Less is more, completely. Like that phrase is in my head every time I've written a song. Less is more. And I believe that with anything, honestly, anything in life, not just, you know, music. But yeah, I really believe that less is more in any way, because if you, too many cooks in the kitchen, it's just like, you know, you're just gonna get a pile of shit, I think.
Thanks so much to Jason Knott for coming on to Scratch Tape. Visit scratchtake.com for a link to Beachwood Coyotes' SoundCloud page, where you'll find all of the band's most recent releases, including their single Silence. You'll also find a complete playlist with all of the songs featured in today's episode. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more deep dives into the minds of songwriters.